Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We didn't care too much.
Love Talk Radio.
But for others, it was a really big day. I did get to take a peek at it. Didn't really see as much as I thought. But, you know, I'm excited for everybody who did get to see, you know, everything that they were looking forward to. Either way, we thank God for just new days, right? New days, sunshine.
Right.
And there's nothing else. Just how he kind of keeps all of that together, the whole solar system. Sun, moon, earth, not too close, not too far, so we don't freeze, we don't burn. That's that by itself is already a work of God, so we thank him for that. Hey, Stacy Houston, good morning, Rube. What's going on, sir? How are you? We've got to get in those funnels, man. Sister Belinda, hey, good morning. Good morning, let me see. Shay, hey, good morning to you. To the foremans, hello. Thanks, Lady Kevin, good morning. Good morning to you. Yeah, no big bang. We made it through the eclipse. Hallelujah, praise the Lord, right? Hey, Sister Yua, good morning. Sarah Sampson, good morning. Good morning, good morning. Kenny, what's going on, man? I heard good things going on down there at the gym. Congratulations on that. Again, looking forward to the official launch. Adam 3171, good morning. Hey, Deacon Jones, good morning. Deacon Jones, is Facebook up and running? I just got a message that said that it was streaming slow. Is it freezing? Are you guys good? Trevor, Eric Vaughn, what's going on, man? We got to catch up. Hearts on Periscope, appreciate that. Appreciate those hearts. Minister Blunt, good morning. Good morning to you. As well, Sister Cynthia, good morning. Cheryl, hey, good morning. Mel, good morning to you. Glad to have you with us. For those who are coming in, we're in this series on discerning the voice of God. Right? How do you hear God's voice? You know, you've been in places. Hey, Pastor Sarah, good morning. You've been in places before where people think, I can hear God speaking or God is moving right now. And, you know, a lot of times you're like, well, I can't hear him. Now, how do I know? Or you're trying to make decisions. And, hey, Anna, hey, good morning. Baysmore, good morning. Yvonne, good morning to you. Hey, Stacy. And, you know, you're trying to figure out, well, how do I hear God? Or you may be trying to make some choice, some decision. And while trying to make it, you know, like, how do I know? How do I know this is going? Hey, Karen from Weldon, good morning. And Derek, good morning to you too. Let me get the conference call right. Scheduled time yesterday. Oh, that's good. I appreciate it. That's good. That's good. Good to do that.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Hey, Steph. Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning. So today when we talk about this whole idea, hey, what's going on, man? I hope that series you got going on, Pastor Emma Jones is on. They just kicked off a series called Diversify. We're talking about getting back to unity. Hope that goes well for you. You know, today we're looking kind of, you know, how do you hear God's voice? You know, how do you discern? How do you cut out the chatter? How do you make healthy decisions? And actually, the latter part of the week, I want to talk about healthy decision-making as it relates to hearing God's voice. Because, you know, it's possible to hear what God says and then still do what you want anyway. That's crazy. It happens. We all do it. So I want to really kind of talk about that, and we'll kind of get into that next week. Hey, Patrice, Pat, and Pat. Let me say this before we get into today. Tomorrow my kids start school. It's the first day of school tomorrow. And so I'm going to try to get on, but I'm not quite sure what time yet. I'm hoping for 7:30, but it's the first day. So, you know, I want to make sure that goes smooth. And I hope you guys can respect just that family time. So look for the stream. It may or may not be at 7:30. It may be earlier. It may be later. And I'm going to kind of make adjustments to broadcast based on, you know, how the kids are flowing in the morning. At a new school, so we want to make sure that goes good. Appreciate you looking out for me in that regard. Today we're in 1 Samuel chapter 3, right? First, thank you so much, sir, and Lady Kellum. 1 Samuel 3, and it's verses 7 through 10. And I'm going to just kind of give you a synopsis of the story, right? Synopsis of the story. Thanks, Stacey. There's this guy named Samuel, and the Bible says he had been ministering before the Lord, right? Which meant he had been serving with this other priest named Eli. 1 Samuel 3, verses 7 through 10. And so he had been helping Eli in the temple. He had been learning how to serve as a priest. He had been doing things for God, right? And all of a sudden, he goes to sleep, and he hears his voice calling him. And so he gets up, he runs to Samuel, and says, hey, I mean, he runs to Eli. Samuel runs to Eli and was like, hey, what do you want? And Eli's like, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. He lays back down. God calls him again. He wakes up. He runs to Eli. Hey, what do you want? Eli says, I didn't call you. Go back to sleep. It happens a third time. And it's really interesting because what the Bible says in 1 Samuel 3, I think either verse 7 says, Samuel did not yet know the Lord. The word of the Lord had not yet been revealed to him. Oh, man, and I think that's pivotal for us when we talk about hearing the voice of God, because here you have a guy who had been in the temple, he had been in church, he had been to Vacation Bible School, right? He had been reading his Bible, he had been serving before the Lord, yet when God spoke this specific message to him, he had not yet heard it, understood it, or he couldn't really be, you know, he couldn't connect to it. It's almost synonymous to many of us, you know, who go to church, we read our word, we love God, and we know he speaks to us, but never think that you have a monopoly on God so much at any level. I mean, I don't care who you are, I don't care what you do, pastor, bishop, apostle, deacon, praise and worship leader, usher. Don't ever think that God always reveals himself only to you when he's speaking to you. There are moments, this is the key for today, there are moments where God will speak to you and you will know he's speaking, but he won't reveal what he's saying. I know that sounds crazy, so I'm going to try it again. There are moments God will speak to you and you will hear him speaking, but you won't understand what he's saying. One more time. There are times God will speak to you, you will hear him, but you won't know what he's saying. It happened to me yesterday. I was sitting at the table with my mom and my sister, and they were having this conversation, and my mom was saying something. I'm sitting literally right beside her. I can hear her speaking to me. I know the words she's using, but I couldn't quite understand what she meant. I couldn't grasp it. So my sister was sitting beside me. Of course, you know, she's my sister, so she slaps me first, right? She don't just tell me. She got to slap me. She slaps me. She's like, Shalon, here's what she's trying to tell you. And what she did was she then interpreted what my mom had said that I heard, but I didn't understand. You know, it's crazy. So here my sister is. She serves as this in-between person between my mom and I. And she says, listen, what mom means is, and then she tells me over again, exactly what my mom said in a different way, in a different different tone, and with different words, and now I understand it. Here's the key. After I get it from her, I then said, oh, okay, and I continue the conversation with my mom. And I think some of you have been there. Matter of fact, if this was church, I'd ask you, like, raise your hand. Raise your hand if you've ever been there. You got an emoji for that? You got a wave your hand emoji? Because that happens. If you're on a conference call, right, you know, just, like, hit one or something. I don't know. Because I think all of us know what it's like to, and I know it's a movie, cliche, corny, y'all know I'm corny, to be able to see somebody and hear them speaking to you and not understand the words that are coming out of their mouth. Now, look, let me kind of put this in real layman's terms. If you can hear people speaking to you and not always understand what people are saying, you have to be honest enough to be able to admit that there have to be moments where God is speaking to you and you know he's speaking to you and you don't understand it. I mean, come on, let's be real. No matter how spiritual you are, no matter how connected you are, we all need, in this case, someone like my sister who can help us understand what's being said. Look, we all need someone who is a human person that can help us uncover what we are hearing. We need someone, even after we read all of the scripture, right, to still, Sarah said that we can be spiritually deaf. Absolutely. We need someone who can help us after we've read the word to then understand the word. And this does not mean that you are spiritually enough. It doesn't mean that you're spiritually ignorant. It doesn't mean that you're not spiritual enough. It is the way of life that God set it up where none of us will fully understand him in our own bubble. We need people. And that's really what I wanted to kind of build from there, because what Samuel teaches us is that there really is a need for you to be connected to people. You know, how you relate to people on this level often helps us understand how you can relate to people, I mean, how you can relate to God this way. That's the message of the cross, that you connect to people so that we can connect to God. And I fear that many of us I've had so many hardships with people, and our hearts are so hard with people who have rejected us and mistreated us or cheated on us or lied to us that we now disconnect from people. The problem is, who's that, David Luna? He got jokes. He called me a potato head. He's talking about my head is shining. Now, I don't know you, but I appreciate you coming on. We all need that more than laugh. You're absolutely right. I appreciate you. Hope Jesus connects with you today as we're talking. Look, you know, while we're trying to grow, we all need someone, right? We all need someone to kind of help us make those connections. That's why God sent Jesus, because he kept doing all of these spiritual things, but nobody could grasp it, and so he has to send somebody in flesh. And you never want to get so disconnected from people that you think you can be disconnected from people and connected to God. I don't know why, but the two go hand in hand, right? I will forgive you as you forgive those. How can you say you love me whom you've never seen and hate your brother who you see every day? Right? Those are a couple of scriptures that help us understand that God has this affinity for connecting people so that we can connect with God. And so here it is. When we talk about discerning God's voice, today we're talking about what I call following with faith. That now I'm suggesting, according to 1 Samuel 3, that we all need some person in our life that we can talk to that will help us understand God's voice. You know, you need it. I know you don't want it. I know you don't always like it. I know that you don't want people in your private life, but I contend that everyone needs someone. Every pastor needs a pastor. Every preacher needs a preacher. Every child needs a parent, right? Every player needs a coach. And every Christian needs an Eli, right? Every person needs my sister's name, Tiffany. Everybody needs a Tiffany who can hear it but then help you connect. Because you can be in the temple like Samuel. You can be ministering like Samuel. You can be serving like Samuel. But there will be a time where you have to make a decision. You have to make a choice. Or God will speak to you, and he will not reveal himself to you first. He'll reveal himself. And Eli, the Bible says, you go look at it, 1 Samuel 3, around verse 10. It says, Eli, who can't even see. That's so important. That's so, Justin Barry, you on. I saw you come on, Reverend. Let me speak to the Reverends that are on. It says that Eli had weak eyes. He couldn't see, but he could still hear God. And that's important because it's requiring all of us now, right? Hey, Stacy, it requires all of us to have to follow someone who may not necessarily be able to give you an explanation, still trust that God speaks to them and that God is speaking to you through them and that they can help you understand how God is speaking to you. You need someone you can trust in that way. You need a pastor or a bishop or apostle or a prophet, you know, depending on, you know, which doctrine and way you connect to Christ. I don't think any of those are wrong. They don't always coexist. But they're not wrong. One isn't better than the other. Baptist, or Methodist, Pentecostal, Apostolic, don't prioritize one over the other. I think they're all great ways to get to Christ. They just follow different methods, and whichever one of those structures you are in, be true to your structure and trust that God has an Eli that will help you hear his voice, right? Test the Spirit by the Spirit. Connection through the Spirit is important. And, you know, you may be saying, okay, I hear all this. What does it mean for me? But what I'm saying is there's going to be moments where you're trying to figure out, what do I do? Go talk to somebody. Say, hey, look, here's some things I've been thinking about. Here's some dreams I've had. Here are the choices that I have to make. Here are the decisions that I'm faced with. What do you think? And then trust, faithfully trust that God will use them to help you. God did it all the time. When God wanted to save a nation, he spoke to people. And I realize some of you are thinking, but, you know, the veil has been torn, and I have access to God for myself. You are absolutely right. The first conversation you should have is with God for yourself. But then be willing to trust these people. You know, there are learned people who write commentaries. There are learned people who study the Bible all day. Depending on where you serve, you know, there are many ministers, pastors, whose full-time job is to study Bible and seek God on your behalf. You know, I want to encourage you to have those conversations, create some relationship. And it doesn't have to be a best friend relationship. You don't have to be best friends with your spiritual leaders. You know, you don't have to necessarily know all of their business in order to trust them. You just got to trust that God who speaks to people through donkeys and uses big fish to save folk, who will send food to a prophet by a brook through the mouth of a raven. You got to trust that that same God will send you confirmation, affirmation, correction, and challenge through people that God has placed in your life. Today, I want to encourage you to follow with faith. Follow your spiritual leaders. Find a spiritual leader. Connect with a spiritual leader. Don't just, relegate yourself to listening and learning through a screen only, either Facebook, Periscope, or TV. Find a real-life flesh person, and like Samuel, run to Eli and say, hey, Eli, I hear somebody calling me. I need your help. And watch God do great things. Father, I thank you for today. I thank you for those who really have a heart and a mind to want to learn about discerning God's voice. And I pray, God, that as we engage in these conversations, that you would really help us grow. That, God, some of it we'll agree with, some of it we won't, but either way, we'll talk to you about it. You'll help turn our hearts towards you. You'll give us the insights we need. God, thank you for, everybody who comes on the broadcast. Some come on because they really want to learn. Some, they get on, by accident. They're just kind of going through a feed and they click. But bless that person. God, some come on with the intent to be distracting. And, God, we pray even for them that while they are tempted to distract us, that, God, you deliver and touch them. Either way, God, we believe that this moment is meaningful. So use it, God, for your glory. Not for the glory of anybody on, not for the glory of any of the listeners or myself doing a broadcast. God, all of this is done so that we can better connect to you. We want to be more like you. We want to maximize the potential you've given us. So, God, today, help us turn to those who will help us turn to you. That's our prayer. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. Hello, you guys. Have a great day today. I'm looking forward to tomorrow. Again, I'm not sure what the time will be. For everybody who's coming on replay, let me again just say, first day of school starts for us tomorrow, so we're going to be kind of hustling and bustling through the morning. I'm going to try to get on quick, but I'm not sure if it's going to be the exact same time. So just kind of look out for it. Spread the word today. And today, get your faith up. Start trusting people again. Start loving people again. Start trusting God with people and through people again, and watch them do great things. Be blessed. I just saw a question on Facebook. What was that question again?
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered ChumbaCasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to ChumbaCasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.